Welcome to the Gay Buddhist Forum, where teachers from all schools of Buddhism offer their perspectives on the Dharma and its application in modern times, especially for LGBTQI audiences. These talks are offered freely to the world and made possible by appreciative listeners. If you would like to support our efforts to share the Dharma with underserved audiences, please visit gaybuddhist.org. There you can donate, find a list of upcoming speakers, or enjoy many hundreds of these recorded talks dating back to 1996.
So, at this point in our program, go around the room and introduce ourselves. My name is David.
My name is Michael.
My name is Eric.
And Jerry.
My name is Tom.
My name is Gary.
My name is Joe.
My name is Doug.
My name is Robert.
My name is Aaron.
My name is Jose.
My name is Paul.
I'm Mark.
Jim.
My name is Ray Dyer.
My name is David.
My name is Shantanu.
I defer to you.
Oh, my name is Jay.
My name is Clint.
James.
John.
My name is Jerry Jones.
My name is Michael.
I'm Marty Cole.
George.
I'm Dave.
My name is Sean Clark.
My name is Mark.
My name is Ben.
My name is Jim.
My name is Cass.
My name is Hal.
Alan.
I'm Jim Stewart.
I'm Brian.
I'm Tom Brill.
I'm Jerry Martin.
I'm Kurt Wagner.
I'm Jay Davidson.
I'm George.
I'm Lee Robbins.
Everybody? Thank you. Our guest this morning, I'm very happy to welcome back Eve Decker, who's been here several times before. Eve is a wonderful singer. I'm a fan. Maybe not a groupie, a fan. And Dharma teacher. I believe you're in the Community Dharma Leaders Program now in Spirit Rock. She's also the founding member of the award-winning Bay Area feminist folk trio, Rebecca Riots. So bringing her beautiful voice, her musical instruments, and her Dharma wisdom, let's welcome Eve.
Thank you. I consider it a huge honor to be here. Thank you for having me. I've been practicing Dharma since 1991. I took a beginning class in 1991 and was hooked. And I've been singing since childhood. So what I'm bringing to offer you are Dharma songs that I've been writing for the past bunch of years. So even though I've been in this practice and doing music for a long time, I still have beginner's mind. I feel like a yogi, and I always find it astonishing to find myself sitting up in front of a group of fellow yogis, and an honor to be able to offer you something. And the reason that I like to offer Dharma music is that I, like many of us, grew up in a family with certain challenges. But one of the things that was a real oasis for me as a child was that my mother sang to us, my siblings and I. And it really was something that carried me through my childhood, was the music that came from my mother. So I want to thank my mom and say that she gave me something that I know is a life raft, can be. And then the other thing that I found in 1991 that's the other big life raft in my life is Dharma teaching. And so that's what I offer from the point of view of a yogi, a fellow traveler, is the music and the perspective on the Dharma teaching. So today I want to mostly sing for you, and in between the songs I invite you, if any questions or comments come up, please feel free to speak, and we can have it kind of be slightly discussion-like if you wish. So the first song that I want to offer is called Equanimity. It's in Buddhism, there are a lot of lists mostly of qualities that either we're encouraged to cultivate or we're encouraged to be aware of, so that we don't cultivate them, certain qualities. Equanimity is one of the qualities that we're encouraged to cultivate. It's also a gift that sometimes just comes through the grace of the practice. And it's a quality of acceptance with things as they are. It's usually in the lists, the last one on the list, because the other things, they're so beautiful too, like generosity and energy and patience, they often will arise in our practice before equanimity. Equanimity is a rare gem. But I'm starting with it today because I want to invoke it as an intention for our time together. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Out there? Okay, good.
Different.
Yes, as this quality of acceptance as something that's possible for us, this practice, because reactivity comes so naturally. So, the next song that I want to offer you, it's called Learning to Listen, and I just wrote it. It's a work in progress. And it's about mindfulness. And mindfulness is being aware of what's happening in the present moment, not being lost in thought. And for me, that kind of awareness, like awareness right now, talking, tuning my guitar, feel my butt on the cushion, awareness of seeing you, is like listening. It's a lot like the quality of listening. There's all this sort of sound around, but when I'm intentionally listening, mindfulness is a lot like that to me. Two things about mindfulness that I've noticed. They're really wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. One thing is that it's a refuge. A lot of suffering comes from the mind, from the ruminating, brooding, thinking, worrying, planning, desiring, crazy mind. And so coming into the present is just a refuge from the mind. It's coming into the simplicity of what's happening right now. And it might be challenging, but it's always, for me, always workable. It's always so much more possible to be with what's happening now than to try to take on everything my mind is presenting to me. So that's one wonderful thing about mindfulness. And another wonderful thing about mindfulness is that the more that I practice it, present moment awareness, simple present moment awareness, the more that I become aware of the generosity of the universe, that there's so much nurturing coming towards me, like the earth holding us up right now, and the miracleness of it. And there's Pema Chodron, who's a teacher in the, you know, many of us know, she's a teacher in Tibetan tradition, says, take whatever arises as your path. And thinking of often what's coming up in the present moment is precisely what I need to be, what I need to be with. So the refuge and the miracle and the wisdom of the present moment. Better I get away when I keep us. have to start that again. Okay. Thank you. Better I get a hearing bird song. The more my heart feels gratitude. I grew up secular Christian, meaning that we celebrated Christmas and Easter, but we didn't go to church or believe in God, really. So I started a spiritual search in my early adulthood, and I love all religions, but Buddhism is my home, and largely because of the Four Noble Truths. I just really, really think they're true. There is suffering. There is suffering. There, nobody escapes it. There, that's the first noble truth. And the cause of suffering is clinging, holding on to things, wanting things to be different, wanting things to stay the same. There's a way out of suffering, a way to let go, a way to let things be as they are. That's the third noble truth. And then the fourth one is the way to do that is the Eightfold Noble Path. Eight things that we can practice that will help us to let go so that we don't suffer. And one of the insights that comes from practicing any of the Eightfold is the insight of impermanence, that things just change, and once the mind really understands that, it lets go more naturally. So I wrote a song about impermanence. Whatever is going on, it will change. Go, take it on faith. Oh, so if we all could just remember that, it would really help. And so I want to, there's a couple of songs that I'm doing today that I want to invite you to sing with, and this is one of them. I didn't write this. This is from a woman in Berkeley who used to sing with the Cultural Heritage Choir, and now she leads choirs all over the world, and her name is Melanie Damore. It's a very short little song. It's called I Am Sending You Light. Another beautiful and very short list in Buddhism, or just the list, the two items, the two things, the two wings that will carry us to freedom. And one of them is wisdom, the clarity about, oh wow, we're just in free fall, life is impermanent, and not to hold on, not to grasp, but to let go. But that in itself, that clarity, that wisdom, and the other kinds of deep wisdom and insight that can arise from practice, that's not enough to fly us. The other wing is compassion, love. Compassion, though, really is more than love. Love is. Well, maybe love is bigger. Love, they're both. So love maybe covers it all, right? Compassion is love in the face of suffering. And first noble truth, we all suffer. And everybody suffers, and sometimes more than other times. And so this is a compassion song. In Buddhism, one of the practices that we do is the practice of karuna, or compassion, where we say phrases. And this is a practice that's been around for over 2,000 years, where we say phrases. I care about your pain. May you be free of your pain. Phrases of compassion directed intently toward another being or toward ourselves. And there's something in the practice, the repetitive practice, it brings concentration, but it also brings some kind of freedom from the heart, for the heart, and also something, a really deep connective energy goes out to the being that you're sending it to, or beings. So this is a compassion, another way of doing the compassion practice. So it just sounds like this. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. So first, let's just hold ourselves. I'm hoping that you're all doing wonderfully and you're not suffering at all. And even if that's the case, then may it be so. Send this compassion energy to ourselves. Send it to ourselves to hold us in that place of blessing. And if you are in a place of suffering, send it in the spirit of compassion. I'm sending you light to heal you, to hold you. The Buddha taught that there's no one that we need to cherish in this world more than we cherish ourselves. It's okay to love ourselves. The next song I do after this will be a song about self-love, because in my experience, self-love isn't something that was a big part of my conditioning, and for many of us that's the case. So sending compassionate energy first to ourselves, and I'll sing it, and if you would be willing to join me, I would love it. I would love to hear your voice. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you. And really imagining yourself. I am sending you. Sending you. sharing is ubiquitous and that we all have our trials, let's send it to each other, just those of us in this room. Well, may we all know joy and peace, deep peace and freedom. So sending it to all of us here in this room. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
Wonderful.
And so now we're sending it out. And any one being or beings that come to your heart that can use this energy, let's believe that this energy will really surround them with love and send it out to them. And you can just think of these beings or people in your heart, or you can say them aloud if you want to. So just take a moment to think of whoever you want to send this to. And as we sing, you can think of, say it aloud or just hold it in your heart.
I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love. I am sending you light to heal you, to hold you. I am sending you light to hold you in love.
So this is a song about self-love. I sing for a class in Berkeley called Awakening Joy, which is taught by James Barris, who's a spirit walk teacher. And there are four of us who sing for the class. He has a singer at every class. And it meets once a month for 10 months. And each month is a different quality that one can practice to awaken joy. And so the singers get randomly assigned which nights were going to come. So I was assigned the self-love night. And I didn't have a song that I'd written about it. And not only that, but I could not find a single song anywhere about self-love. I looked, I tried. So I wrote one. And another, in addition to the compassion practice in Buddhism, and actually what comes in the another list in Buddhism is a list of the abodes of the heart, or the abodes of the gods, called the Brahmaviharas, and there are four of these, and these are love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And the love, or metta is the word in Pali, which I'm saying things a lot of you all know, but just in case, I'm repeating it. So metta is the word in Pali, and the metta practice, the traditional ancient metta practice, is to start by sending love where it's easy to send love. And in the cultures where this practice was born, the easiest place to send love was to the self. In those cultures, loving the self was real easy, so you started there. Well, in our culture, you start with the love of the self, or I did, and you can do a whole week or 10 weeks or a year or however long you want on the metta practice, 16 hours a day, and you start with these phrases, traditional phrases of love, and you're starting with the self. And when I started with these practices, I had to jump over the self, because to have authentic self-love was so difficult for me. And what I learned was that I wasn't alone with that challenge. So this is a song about self-love, and it's called The Simple Truth of You and Me. I can wait for all these voices that tell me I have made it, or I can love myself the way I am, the way I see it. There are two choices: try to do it their way, or find my own rejoicing music and play. I've been given a responsibility to love myself like I would love a child. Chaotic, wild, and turning, building bridges, bridges burning, just as I am, to love me. Maybe self-hatred protects me if I reject myself first. Your coldness might not hurt as much. Maybe if I work harder, try more, do more, faster, longer, the day will come when I feel loved by everyone. I've been given a responsibility to love myself like I love trees. Okay, when branches crack and fall, no striving, no have to's at all. The sparkling green that breathes me just as I am loves me. No, I do not have it all together. We're all playing. We're all the simple truth of you and me. Love looks like humble gratitude, like endless forgiveness. Just as we are, just as we are, just as we are, just as we are. The way I see it, there are two choices. We can wait for all these voices to tell us we have made it, or we can love ourselves.
Song on your CD?
I just wrote it, so you know I haven't recorded it yet.
I need another CD though.
Yeah. Thank you, David. So, how am I doing with time? Do we need to stop?
You should probably wind up, but if okay. You want to do one more song today.
Okay. Okay, I brought this drum, but I think I'm not going to use it today because I think what I want to end with is the dedication of merit. Mm-hmm. So, in Buddhism, there's a really beautiful tradition that when we arouse beautiful energies like awareness of the present moment, love, care, compassion, connection, we don't keep it for ourselves. We send it out to all the beings everywhere that need it. And so that's what we're doing. And so, to whatever extent we have felt, the connectivity and the love and the awareness that our practices and our good hearts can bring when we come together like this, we are offering it out. So this song was written to a tune by Lorena McKennett by Reverend Heng Shurer, who is the abbot at the Berkeley Buddhist Monastery. After 9/11, he was moved to sit down and translate this from the Chinese, from the Mandarin, and it fit perfectly with this Lorena McKennett tune. So this is a traditional dedication of merit. So just imagining that as I sing this for you to close, that may we know the peace of self-acceptance and love, and may all beings everywhere know the peace of acceptance and love. May every living being, our minds as one and radiant with light, share the fruits of peace, hearts of goodness, luminous and bright. If people hear and see how hands and hearts can find in giving unity, may our hearts awake to great compassion, wisdom, find reward. May all who sorrow leave their grief and pain. May this boundless light break the darkness of our endless night. Because all hearts are one, this world of pain turns into paradise. Thank you. I love being here.
Thank you.
Last night I saw Joe Good. Joe Good is a member of our song, people don't know that. And he's also has this wonderful dance troupe. And I saw his show last night at the Urban White Center. It's going to be next weekend, too. I highly recommend it. It was a great evening. And we get a discount if you say family when you order the ticket. 20%.
Gary?
Hi. Thanks, Eve, for coming. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And next week, our speaker will be Carol Newhouse. And Carol, do people want to hear about Carol? Carol Newhouse has studied insight meditation for more than 20 years and has been teaching for 10. Her root teacher is Ruth Dennison, who was empowered by the great meditation master U Ba Khin of Burma. She also studied with Dr. Rina Sirkar at CIIS and Tin Tin in daily life practice. She is a founding teacher of the Lesbian Buddhist Sangha in Berkeley.
So I just want to say thank you, Eve. This afternoon, some of us are gathering to help plan a retreat for this fall, which is on gratitude. And on a day like today, I think there's much to be grateful for. And I think as you were singing, I saw the Buddha break into a smile.
Wow. Thank you.
As another aficionado of Joe Good's work, I just want to add that we're going next Thursday because after the performance at Yerba Buena Center, he's going to be discussing the dance production. So it might be of particular interest.
Do we have a host?
I am the host. Please stay for our social time after, and there are freshly baked scones and tea. Please clean your cup if you have tea. There's Donable. I'll be coming around. We asked for a contribution of $5 to $8 to support the Sangha. And there's a mailing list if you'd like to receive our newsletter. It'll be out there on the table, either electronically or via snail mail. And then there are people who go to lunch around 12:30. If you'd like to do that, hang out by the front door. 12:30.
Well, since Eve has already done the dedication of merit for us, which is normally what we do when we stand in a circle, I'm going to suggest this morning that instead of standing in a circle and doing merit, sworded in merit, I would like to say something about Donna, because we don't very often talk about Donna. Donna is the contribution that you make every Sunday when you come here. And you probably think, and it's what we talk about the most, that it pays for the rent. But paying for the rent really means coming together as Sangha. So part of the action of Donna that we do every Sunday is what allows us to come together, the Sangha, that very precious thing. But even better than that, part of the Donna goes to whoever our guest speaker is, whoever's sitting on that seat on any given Sunday. And that's not just a contribution to that person, that's a contribution to the Dharma. That's the way the Dharma has been carried on for 2,600 years. The Dharma is, in our tradition, is freely given, freely offered, and supported by the community with Donna. But even better than that, the Buddha taught, most often when the Buddha talked about the Dharma, the Buddha talked about the personal benefit of generosity. There's something that changes within you when you're generous. The Buddha said that anybody that truly appreciates and has truly felt generosity would never have a meal, take another meal, without sharing it with another. So there are multiple benefits to Donna. And I would just encourage you this morning when you are putting $5 or $10 or $20 into that bowl to reflect on the benefits. And most particularly,
the benefit to you yourself. It's another form of self-love that Eve's been singing about this morning. So, please enjoy your social hour.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gay Buddhist Forum. If you would like to hear several new talks per month and be notified of upcoming speakers so you can participate live, please subscribe to this podcast, like us on Facebook, and join our mailing list by visiting gaybuddhist.org.